I was just starting next week in Ches Amud Beis that Kriya Shema Shel Yom, right? Kriya Shema Shel Yom. That has to do with the end of Kriya Shema Shel Laila and the beginning of Kriya Shema Shel Yom. Okay, go ahead. Omar Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, right? Go ahead. Who wants to read? Okay. So Rav Shimon Yochai says a provocative statement, right? You saw the Rashba. Rashba says he wanted to be provocative. He wanted to say something astounding, right? So he said, sometimes it's like a riddle. Sometimes you can say Kriya Shema twice at night. Right, once before Amar Shachar, and once after Amar Shachar, and you'll be Yotze your Chiyuv with each of them, one of the day and one of the night. Why has he switched the order? I don't know. Right, we should say Achas Hayom, Achas Hayom, but I should be Achas Hayom, Achas Hayom. But Achas Hayom v'Achas Halayla. Okay, so he says you can say it twice at night and be Yotze for the day and for the night. Go ahead. Okay, so Gemara raises a problem. Says how is this possible? It's internally illogical. First he says you'll be Yotze. First he says you can read it twice at night. So what does that mean? That means after Amar Shachar is night. But then it says, you'll be Yotze, your Chiyuv of Yom. So it's Yom. So it's Yom. Yeah, okay, I didn't tell you to do the Rashba. There's another Rashba right before the one that we did. And he just makes a point that the Gemara is really, it's not really concerned with the terminology of Yom and Laila. It's concerned with the Din. Now it's, just because he calls it Laila, that doesn't really make a difference. Problem is that you can be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Yom, that means it is Yom. He's bothered with why does the Gemara sound like it's asking like a not as important a question. Like, he calls it day and then he calls it night. Okay, so he calls it two different things. But the main question is the din. Does it have a din Yom or does it have a din Laila? Okay. So he says it's a way of getting both. Really he's asking both questions at once. But anyway, but the main point is the din, because the answer is in terms of the din, right? The answer is in terms of the din. What's the answer? Liolam. Okay. So really, it's what? Really, it's Laila. Really, it's Laila. Really, it's Laila. But what? So how? But how can you be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Yom, right? In the Laila. How can you be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Yom by Laila? Why? Because people get up. Rashi. Yeah, so really it's Laila, he says, up until Hanes Hachama. Up until Hanes Hachama. But Haki bi Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Yom ba Laila, because the Pasuk doesn't say, the Pasuk says, Uv Kumecha. And what? Some people are early risers. Strange Gemara. So let's take a look at the Rashba. It's a difficult Gemara. There are a few different ways of approaching this Gemara. Let's do the Rashba approach. Go ahead.
I have a Rashba.
Okay.
Rashba says, yeah.
Okay, so the Rashba starts out with our favorite Pasuk. Right? Can I get away from that Pasuk? That how could you call it Laila? Well, it's an open pasuk that from Alos HaShachar is Yom. From Alos HaShachar is Yom, right? Go ahead. Right. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Megillah also says all those mitzvahs Hayom, the Chatchila, you do them from Hanes HaChama. But b'di'evet, if you did them from Alos HaShachar, you're Yotzei, and base itself on the Pasuk in Nehemiah. So you see that for mitzvos, so we say the day starts at Alos HaShachar, right? Baboker. So the day starts at Alos HaShachar. So how could it say it's Laila? How could it say it's Laila? Right? So some want to say it means it's Laila for other mitzvos. Now, what does it mean it's Laila for other mitzvos? Yeah, not that it's really Laila. But L'chatchila, we treat it like Laila for other mitzvos. Right? And really, really it's Yom. But for other mitzvos, we treat it like Laila. That's a chumrah. It's a siyag, as it says later on. But then, but the only problem is, what would that mean for Kriya Shema? Right, but then that would mean, then the statement would be saying that for other mitzvot, it really is Yom. For other mitzvot, l'chatchila we treat it like Laila, but for Kriya Shema, l'chatchila we treat it like Yom. If you're going to say Laila means not Yom v'Laila, but l'chatchila and b'di'evet, and Laila means b'di'evet, then Yom must mean l'chatchila. So then the statement would mean that although for other mitzvos, l'chatchila, we don't treat it as yom, for Kriya Shema we do. Okay, so maybe that is true. Right. The only problem is, he's medayik the lashon of pa'amim. Pa'amim sh'adam kore Kriya Shema shtei pa'amim b'layla. That means it's not something that's l'chatchila. It's if something happens and you have to do it, it's a b'di'evit, it's okay. But the Lashon Pamim implies a B'di'evet. So then even for Kriya Shema it's B'di'evet. So then you can't say Laila means B'di'evet. Because then Yom would mean L'chatchila. But he's saying the whole member is talking about a B'di'evet situation. Right. Right. And furthermore, he's saying the answer is that why can't you do it by Kriya Shema? Because of Kumecha. Right. But what about the other mitzvos, Mila and Tvila? You can also do them. You can also do them b'di'evet before Hanukkah, and that has nothing to do with Ufkumecha. You don't need Ufkumecha to say that's why you can do Mila before. So you see, Ufkumecha has nothing to do with the heter of doing the mitzvah b'di'evet. It's just because it's Yom. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The whole member doesn't work out. If you're gonna say that what Laila means, if you're gonna say it's really Yom, but Laila just means l'chatchila, right? Yeah. First of all, because why? Because the whole statement is saying l'chatchila. Laila means b'di'evet. First of all, because even by Kriya Shema l'chatchila you can't do it. And second of all, what's the Gemara's answer of saying, why can you say it? You should just say, because it's Yom. That's all it should say. Say, why can you be Yosef B'di'evet Kriya Shema? Because it's Yom. Why does it have to say, because of Kumecha? Kumecha, why is Kriya Shema different than any other mitzvah that you can do B'di'evet Mishallah Mashava?
No.
Okay. So the answer is like this. So this is how he's learning. That what does it mean it's Laila? What does he mean? It's Laila. Liolam Laila, right? What does it mean? All the terminology of Laila and Yom. What does it mean? It's only in terms of Kriya Shema. It's only in terms of Kriya Shema. It's not talking about Yom v'Laila of the day of day and night. It's not talking about Yom and Laila of day and night. Other mitzvos go by Yom and Laila of day and night. And that starts from Omer HaShachar. But by Kriya Shema, it's not, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not toloy on Yom v'Laila. It's toloy on b'shachbucha uv'kumecha. It's toloy on b'shachbucha uv'kumecha. So therefore what? Therefore what? So it really is what? It really is what? Laila in terms of Kriya Shema. Why? Something's funny here. Why?
Why even go to Laila?
Yeah, why even go to Laila? Right? But what's he saying? He's saying it's really Laila. Why? Because most people are sleeping. Most people are still sleeping. Right? He says, the Ruba D'Inshi Ganu Adayin. I gave him the Ruba D'Inshi Ganu Adayin Lailu, Leyin Kriya. Yeah. So he seems to try and take two things at once. Right? On the one hand, he's saying that it's not an idea of actual Yom and Laila, because that's not going to work out with what we know about Yom v'Laila in terms of mitzvahs. We know Yom is from Olos HaShachar. So he's saying it really is talking about Kriya Shema alone, and Kriya Shema doesn't have to do with Yom v'Laila. Kriya Shema has to do with Shach v'Chov Kumecha. Oh, so why put it back into the framework of Yom and Laila? Right, that's the problem with the Rashba. Right, if Kriya Shema is totally on Yom V'Laila, then it should be like every other mitzvah. Olos HaShachar is Yom. And if it's just totally on B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha, so what's the relevance of Yom V'Laila anymore? What's the relevance? Well, how could you say the statement, it really is night for Kriya Shema? It doesn't make sense. There's no... It should just be, it's B'Shach B'Cha. So let's see. Alright, so let's finish off the pshat first. Go ahead, let's finish off. How does he work out the whole pshat? So he says like this, that what really it's Laila. What does it mean, really it's Laila? It means really most people are sleeping. Most people are still sleeping. Right? So when do we say, so what would we call it? In Kriya Shema speak, we call it Laila. Go ahead. But at the same time that most people are sleeping, what's also occurring on a regular basis? Some people are waking up. It's the early risers. So most people are still sleeping, but some people are rising. So therefore what? And it's not just it's not just because the guy got woken up suddenly. It's that's the haschalas kima for some people, right? They get up early. So therefore, it really is a mixture of both zmanim. So you can be yotze kriyashma shel shachris. Why? Because it also has a shame of zman kima. It also is the same as Man Kima. Go ahead, let's go a little further. So now you get into a bit of a problem. So if Yom and Laila are just terminologies of Zman for Kriya Shema, Laila being the what we call loosely the Zman Shechiva, and Yom being what we call the Zman Kima, now you're telling me that they're both Me'uravin. So it could have just as well said it's day. Right? Because Lagabi Kriya Shema still is Man Kima. So why can't it say it's day? Why can't you call it day? If day just means Man Kima, night means Man Shechiva, and this is both, could have said either one. Good.
It's me, I'm Rabusa.
Right, so he says, because he wanted to say something memorable. Rishon Meirichai wanted to say something memorable. So anybody can say you can say Kriya Shema sometimes. Sometimes you can say Kriya Shema, I guarantee you this statement will not go down in history. Sometimes you can say Kriya Shema at night and at day and be yotze Kriya Shema shel Laila and Kriya Shema shel Yom. Nobody's gonna say I heard someone say something amazing. Right? So he wanted to say something that had a little more a little more flair, exactly. A little more panache. So he said, you can say it twice at night. It was really the Zman between Olos HaShachar and Honetz could be called either one. Why? Because Laila just means Zman Shechiva and Yom means Zman Kima. So it's Muravin, so you could call it either one. They wanted to say something that was a Ribusa and a Tamiya. So he said, sometimes you can say Kriya Shema at night twice. Boy. So the Rashba, once he started down this path, he's going fully down this path, right? So now it comes out, if you really take what he's saying seriously, you should even be able to say Kriya Shema twice after Alos HaShachar. Just say it twice after. If it's really Zman that's Mu'ravin of Shechiva and Kima, so you can say Kriya Shema twice after Alos HaShachar and Biyotze Achashol Laila Vachashol Yom. So he says, Enechanami, you're right. Logically, you're right. So why didn't Rabbi Yishuv Shnali telling me he wanted to say something provocative? That's what he should have said. So why didn't he say that? Right? It's like a... Yeah. So in other words, in order to answer this last question, he has to say that although the Zman of although from Olos HaShachar to Chanei Zechama is Mu'uravin, right, halachically, we don't treat them the same. We don't treat them the same. Okay? How? In terms of Kriya Shema Shel Yom, we would allow somebody to be mazed, be kavana, dafka, get up early and say Kriya Shema at Olos HaShachar. We'll say he's Yotze. We'll allow him to do that. But, go ahead. Okay, just like this. But by Kriya Shema Shel Laila, if a person b'mezid waited until after Amud HaShachar, or if he was a posheya, like if he was out at a party all night, right, then we would not let him say Kriya Shema after Olos HaShachar. Midrabanan, so similar to the Rabbeinu Yonah's idea, that at a certain point, well, we won't let you say the Kriya Shema anymore, even though you really could be Yotze. Why? And now he wants to say that that's Rabbi Gamliel. And you can say Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Shimon at this point. Okay, that's all he's trying to show. Because Rabbi Gamliel, it's Mashma from the Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamliel asked his sons, is it Amar HaShachar yet? Mashma that if it was past Amar HaShachar, he wouldn't have allowed them to say Kriya Shema Shel Laila, because they were, it was a Pshia. They were out of the party all night. So, you don't know why Rabbi Gamliel is saying that. You can't really necessarily infer that he agrees with this, that you would be allowed to do it if it was on us or something. But he's saying it could be that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Shimon at this point. Go ahead. Right. Well, Tervayu. Now he starts putting in extra things here. So according to both, since it really is Man Kima, and furthermore, for other things, it is day. Vetvila. Okay, so now it was like this. That in the day, in the Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, right? So we would allow you, midrabanan, they say lechatchila you shouldn't read. Because that's how he's learning the whole memra. Pamim shodim koreh, right? So pamim is what? Is referring to the Kriya Shema Shel Boker after Olos HaShachar, right? So he's saying that midrabanan, they make a siag. That during the Zman, when only the early risers are up, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema. Just like they make a siag by other mitzvos. No different. It's a different system. The other mitzvos go by Yom and Laila, right? But they make a siag not to say Kriya Shema at Olos HaShachar because you might make a mistake. You might make it too, or you might say Kriya Shema too. I'm sorry. But the other mitzvos of Tvila and Hazah and Mila, so really the Yotze, really it's good at Amud HaShachar. But it's not easy for everybody to gauge Amud HaShachar. So they make a siag and say, wait till Hanitz. Right? Similarly here, by Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, Shel Yom, really you could say Kriya Shema in the morning at Olos HaShachar. Not because of the Yom V'Laila business, but because that's when some people are up. It really has a sheer, it really has a quality of Kumecha. But to a smaller degree. So, they also made a Siag. Wait till it's Kumecha Absolutely. Don't wait till just the beginning of Hukam Echad. Because you also might make a mistake, apparently. Right? So that's why Kriya Shema Shel Yom, it comes out that what? According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you can say it b'di'eved, meaning say, like, if you have to leave, you can say it b'di'eved at Amar HaShachar. Go ahead. But what about Shel Yom? What about Shel Laila? So, but Kriya Shema Shel Laila, they said you can't do at all after Amar HaShachar if you were if you did it if you over over Zmana B'mezid. Why? Go ahead. So now you say Benayah. Maybe he'll ask me Bali back. Maybe he'll ask me that it's coming out upside down. It's coming out upside down. It's coming out punkfuck here. That what? In the time when it's more of Zman Shechiva, that's when they say you can't do Shel Laila. And the time that it's less Shel Yom, that's when they allow you to do Shel Yom. It comes out opposite. That if it's mainly Zman Shechiva and it's only a Miyat of Zman Kima, why is it that they won't let you do the Kriya Shema of Shechiva and they'll let you do the Kriya Shema of Kima? That doesn't make sense. I can understand you're going to tell me they don't treat it evenly, but why should they favor the underdog here? Right? They should go with the main thing. Say, if it's mainly Zman Shechiva, we'll let you do the Kriya Shema Shel Laila. Why do they say, you know, the main one you can't do, but the one that only has a minor expression, that one you can do? My Dleikul Amigza Kuli Hai. Yeah, so he gives a practical answer. Now, apparently his kasha was that the Gezerah should be in line with the Gezerah would be in line with the idea. You know what I mean? That the Gezerah should be in line with the concept. But if it's a Zman Kima, if it's a minimal Zman Kima, it makes sense to make a Gezerah not to do it until there's a full Zman Kima. But that wouldn't work out for the Zman Shechiva, because it is basically the full Zman Shechiva. So he's saying, no, the Gzeira is a practical matter. That if we let a person, which one are you starting out with? In terms of Yom, yeah. That if we let the person wait for the Kriya Shema Shel Laila until it's day for other things, he's not going to do it. This is just like Rabbi Yonah. In theory, right? Because you have the same problem. Now, what's he saying? If we let the guy wait until after Olos HaShachar to say Kriya Shema Shel Laila, what's going to happen? He might miss it. So what are we going to tell him? Can't do it. Why? Because we want him to do it. He gets stuck in that same logical problem, right? If we let the guy, this is the Shai Gazari's problem on Rabbi Yonah. If the guy waits until after Omer HaShachar to say Kriya Shema Shel Laila, calls me up, says, what should I do now? Kriya Shema, I miss Kriya Shema Shel Laila. What should I do? Right? But, so you say to him what? You say, well, Chazal really wanted to make sure you would say Kriya Shema, but Kriya Shema Shel Laila. So therefore you can't say it. Right? So he means to say that if the guy knows ahead of time, right, that he has passed Amar HaShachar to still say Kriya Shema, he'll plan it for Amar HaShachar. But once he plans it for Amar HaShachar, now the sun is rising, now he sees that the day is getting bright, the birds are chirping, he's going to get lost in the day. And he's going to totally forget about it. But if ahead of time he knows that he can't say Kriya Shema at Amar HaShachar, he'll make sure to say it earlier. Right? So that's the way he's learning. Same way with Rabbi Yonah. If you let the guy, if he knows that he has the chance to plan it that way, right, we say then once he waits that long, he's going to get lost into the day activities. He's going to forget all about Kriya Shema Shel Laila. So we make a gzeira that you're not allowed to wait that long. You're not allowed to wait that long. That's why, according to him, if the guy wasn't honest, he could do it, right? He's only saying it if he was a mezid or a poshea. But if the guy wasn't honest, he would be allowed to. Right? The guy's an honest, he'd be allowed to. It's only like a knas for the guy who planned it out. It's an interesting halachic type of a formulation, right? If the guy planned it that way, then we will not let him read. But if he was an onus, then he can. Then he can. Right? But by Yom, what's the chashash? There's no chashash like that by Yom. There's no chashash by Yom. You can't say if we let a guy say Kriyashma Shel Yom at Amud HaShachar, he's going to blow it. It doesn't make any sense. He's a Zaraz. Right? There's no Gzeirah. It doesn't make sense to be Gozer, then you might blow it. The same way it does by Shel Laila. Okay, that's all the facts. I think we should go through all the facts just because it's a little confusing. Right? But now so now we have to come back and try to define this a little bit. How is he learning this all? But it comes out according to Rashba, just to sum it up, comes out according to Rashba that a strange thing, that between Alos and Hanetz, I mean, this is the theoretical point, right? That between Alos and Hanetz is the Zman, Shechiva and Kima Me'uravin, and it's the Zman Midoraisa of Kriyashma Shel Laila and Shel Yom at the same time. Yeah. And what's the importance of calling it Laila and Yom? If it's not really the Laila and Yom of the everyday, if it's not really Laila and Yom of every day, of mitzvahs. Right, first he seems to remove the whole concept of Laila and Yom from Kriya Shema. It's totally on Shach Chav Mecha, and then he brings it back in. If you're going to learn, his basic maneuver is to say that to remove the problem, you must conclude that Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of Yom and Laila. If it was a mitzvah of Yom and Laila, then you couldn't do this. Then you couldn't have, now it wouldn't be possible to say, it's really Laila, but you're Yotzei Shel Yom. That's not possible. If it's a mitzvah of the Zman Yom and the Zman Laila, then there's no way to, well, then we have to come down to halachically. There's no banish marshals over here. So, the Divrei HaKol, it's Yom. And you simply, it would be impossible to be Yotzei Shel Laila. Right? And it wouldn't make sense to call it Laila. So, he's saying Kriya Shema is a different kind of a mitzvah. It's like we were saying last time. Right, it's not a mitzvah of the Zman of Yom and the Zman of Laila, but it's what? It seems like he's learning, like we were trying to explain last time. It's a mitzvah in terms of the Seder of Yom and the Seder of Laila. Right? As b'shachbacha of kumecha, if the Torah would have said v'erev lo boker, then it would have been absolute in terms of Zmanim. But by using the term of b'shachbacha of kumecha, like Rashi says in the Chumash, it doesn't mean b'shachbacha doesn't mean if a guy goes to sleep in the middle of the afternoon, and kumecha doesn't mean if the guy wakes up in the middle of the night. It means derech eretz, the normal way, meaning to say that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is part of the seder hayom and the seder halayla, and the seder hayom and the seder halayla are totally on Shechiva and Kima. Totally on Shechiva and Kima. This is according to the Rabbi Gamliel. Not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer held it was that Shechiva is only till the first Hashmara. But we all, Shechiva means the whole Zman of Shechiva. Right? The whole time of Shechiva. The whole period of Shechiva. So he's saying it can come out that what? It can come out that there's an overlap. It can come out that for most people, it's still the Zman of Shechiva. But for some, it's already the Zman Kima. Now, what's strange is that the Torah should be Tofes, a miut. Right? That's what's unusual here. You could say, okay, she should go bus a rov. Go bus a rov. But in this case, the miut is also a recognizable entity. So you say that there can be a time where for most people it's Zman Shchiva. So you can still say Kriya Shema Shel Laila. But what? But for some, it's Zman Kima. What must you say about this period of time? It's Ma'urav. Why don't you say Rov? Why don't you say Rov over here? That's the question. Why don't you say Rov over here? Right, and what's his point? That they wake up, not Bederech Mikra. How is something simultaneously Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima? I mean, also, is that a problem? Is it a Banish Mashas problem here again? Here's not a problem to be Muravan. Why is it not a problem to be Muravan? Either him or Ruben is perfectly fine. Yeah. Okay, in other words, there's two kinds of bittul. Right? There's two kinds of bittul. There's a bittul when you have a tarovas. Right? You have a mixture. And you want to say, what is the what's the shame of this thing? Right? It has different elements in it. There's different components to it, but what is its underlying? What is its shame? Okay. So you'll say, you can go bust a robe. Say it has the shame of the robe. All right, that's one kind of a robe. That's one kind of a robe. And then there's another kind of a robe. Not really. Another kind of robe, where you say, for instance, do we allow a cotton to do yibum or not? Okay, so a man who is not who's infertile doesn't do yibum. So you say most kids are going to grow up to be normal, right? So you can rely on robe and say, no, mostly it's normal. Right? Yeah. There's no bittul in that one. There's no bittul. There's no bittul. There's one kid. What can we assume about this kid? We can assume about this kid what happens to most. You understand? There's two kinds of rove. One is a rove in terms of a bittul. That will say when you have a chefza, You want to give a shame to the entire chesed. So we'll say that rov defines it, and we'll negate the other quality. It doesn't express itself. The other quality does not have an expression. It's bottle, right? And sometimes you say a rov, you take an individual, and you say, can we assume? Well, we don't know all the details. We can use rov to determine. Okay. But over here, that doesn't. Neither one of these apply over here. Neither one of these apply. Over here, the question is there a legitimate kima? Over here, the question is, what are the activities of Bnei Adam in this Zman? Okay. What are the activities of individuals in this time? What do people do now? It's not defining a chefza. It's not like an entity that we're seeking to define. We can say it's a bittul barov. All right, aside from the fact that it might be an issue if people can be considered bittul barov anyway, but it's not that type of an analysis. We simply want to know patterns. We want to know what are the patterns of life. What are the patterns of life now? What patterns of life exhibit themselves? Is it the pattern of sleeping or the pattern of waking? Now he's saying, as long as from the natural order of society there emerges different patterns, you can't negate either one of them. You simply can't negate it. If it was just derech mikra, that whatever it is, the guy is always has something. Something wakes him up. You could say statistically, at any given moment, some people are waking up. Why? Because chance events wake people up, and there must be chance events occurring all the time. So at every given moment, there's going to be 1% of the population being woken up. That's not a kima that comes from man. That's not a kima that's part of a seder hayom. That's why that one's not koveya a seder, right? They're saying, but if there is part of in society the way man organizes his life, some people are early risers, some people are late risers, whatever it may be. You can't say, well, since most people get up early, most people get up later. You can't say that. Therefore, in society, there's no legitimate pattern of rising early. There's no concept like that. You can't negate it. You can't negate that reality. And so here we're looking for Seder. We're looking for. Now that's part of life. That's part of Seder. That there are preferences. Some people have prefer to get up early. Some people prefer to get up later. You can't take a rove and say now we halachically say people only get up now. That's not true. So if it's based on the pattern of societal of life, then life allows for variations. So that's really that's what is based on the pattern of man's life. But the pattern of man's life allows intrinsic with it is that people are not all the same. If you talk about man, you have to include his variations. So if you're going to talk about the sleeping of man and the rising of man, it has to include the fact that some rise at this point and some are still sleeping at this point. There's nothing objective. It's not an objective thing. It's not a chefza that allows for bittul. So therefore, he says, since that's what the Torah chose to base it on, it must allow for an expression wherever there is an actual expression of shachucha and kumecha. Let's think it through a little more. In other words, because people are asking, well, why don't you say in this hour it should be defined? Let it be defined by the zman as the zman of the rove. It's true you can't negate what people do lemaisa, and we're not going to say that this time everybody rises because most people rise. That's contradictory on its face, right? But why can't we say it's the zman kima because most people rise, right? But that's what I'm trying to say. That it's not an inyan of zman at all. It's not an inyan of zman at all, according to.
I think there's